Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and maid servants who eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." So the gospel for the day. Our gospel carries over from yesterday, and with that as a sort of introduction, it kind of softens the more direct injunction of today's gospel passage. And then, in having Peter ask the question whether this parable is meant for us or for everyone, Luke further stresses the importance of active attention to the full expression of the gospel for those in leadership positions. Just now, this attentiveness is also shaped by the church's proclamation of a year of faith, as well as the many reflections that have recently appeared marking the 50th anniversary of the Second Vatican Council. The council changed the focus of our attention in some dramatic ways, and the year of faith calls us not to affirming some sort of doctrine or belief, but of entering more fully into the realization of our complete Christian experience. I'm sure you have enjoyed some of the historical and personal reflections of Catholic life at the time of the council and the changes that have taken place in the intervening years. Some accounts have offered us a delightful list of changes. Some that have appealed to me were the practical triumph of common sense in the place of ritualized fear, the universal application of a gospel message in the setting of an expanded view of creation. In this new unfolding of our faith, contemplative prayer has also had a more central place, and certainly pleasing to me. Faith has evolved from obscure formulas to personal transformation and the direct experience of Jesus' self-revelation. We move from follower to full participant, from child to adult, from fearful to awestruck, from practical to mystical, from superstition to nuanced understanding. The changes were not without some suffering and misunderstanding. There are some who preferred the static clarity of an unchangeable church rooted in familiar cultural, linguistic, and musical settings of the past. Beautiful in their way, but speaking to a different time and culture. Then there are those who embrace the changes with superficial joy. They like the new look, but they were still waiting for someone at the top to tell them what to do. They seem to have missed the whole purpose of the empowerment of the laity. One could always wish for better and more inspired leadership, but isn't the main thrust of the council and the spirit of the times leading us in a different direction? As I attempt to stay awake to the expressions of faith in this time, I'm encouraged by my direct discovery of a richness of faith in the lives of our Christian brothers and sisters. Certainly, there are those who have abandoned a superficial belonging to the church. We no longer speak of Christian or Catholic countries, for instance. However, in my experience, over these 50 years as a pastor, missionary, often involved with training priests and sisters, I've been delighted by an emergent following of Christ that is remarkably evident in the lives of the people I've served. Instead of waiting for some pontifical alarm clock to wake us up, I would call us to be actively attentive to some special experiences when the energies of the church have shifted to the common priesthood that is ours through baptism. You have your own examples, but several come to mind for me. Eucharist. I'm just delighted to see so many people with an expanded sense of this central expression of our faith. I love to give out communion. I never cease to be amazed at how beautiful you are as you come to receive the Lord. I could never be satisfied again with the head down, hat covered, fearful lockstep, eyes shut reverence of the past. Scripture. Our people read. Never underestimate the intelligence of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Often, I'm confronted with questions and calls for clarification after a sermon. This is a good sign of what's possible with an alert laity. Keeps me on my toes. Prayer. As if driven by the shallowness of modern life, many are giving some time and some of their best time to prayerful attention to God, alive in all people and delightfully present in an expanding awareness of the wonder of creation itself. Catholic Action. Our people have become an undreamed of presence to the poor, the lonely, the imprisoned, refugees, victims of economic depression throughout the world. Now, there's always more need for this. There's much more to be done, yes, but we would welcome ways of drawing our leadership out of people with such experience. This is certainly true. I need to give a few moments to my alertness and attentiveness to these times and let them lead me back into a new model of the church, not wait for superiors or others to lead me. The very people of God, with an expanded sense of how we might grow open to a more direct experience of all Jesus is bringing about in his scheme of salvation. This will bring us to life. So be alert. Stay awake. Welcome the unimagined expressions of the love of our God in a world with such surprising needs. With prayerful attentiveness, we move from a static church of passive, obedient members to the living body of Christ, nothing left, now finding its way amid the baffling yet blessed choices and opportunities of God's unfolding creation. The realization of God's love among us. Now we must be alert to new horizons as we embark on a year of what will be a faith-filled adventure. God bless you in this journey as we awaken to God's living presence among us.